Sirius XM. Dave, are you a spicy guy? Like, you got the staff, yeah. So I just assume you can eat spice.
Well, I can handle my spice. Is that what the big unveil was for McDonald's today? The spicy chicken nuggets? Is that what that was?
Yeah, spicy McNuggets. Yeah, many people were disappointed it wasn't the McPizza. We're going to talk to Chad. Yeah. We've actually talked to Chad about getting the McPizza back, maybe at limited locations. So we'll see what happens. That's our ongoing conversation with him to see if we can get that happening, which would be fun. But yeah, the spicy nuggets.
I'd try some of that. I like spicy stuff. It's funny, a quick story. A buddy of mine, his dad's a cardiologist. We were over at his cottage a few weeks ago, and my buddy goes, oh, one of my dad's patients brought him this hot sauce. It was like homemade hot sauce, but they said, be careful. Like, it is ludicrously hot. I'm like, yeah, I'll try some of that. If I like spicy stuff. I had it. Oh, my word, boys, it brought me to my knees. I thought, well, that'll keep the heart going and that kind of spice. Like, holy Lord. It was the hottest stuff I'd ever tasted in my life, but I do like my spice. Not as much as that, though. That was a little much.
Talking with Dave McCarthy, breaking all things down NHL. McCarthy, let's get into it with this whole offer sheet, Montreal and Carolina. And I'm just going to say, let's just assume for this conversation, at least my question, that the Montreal does not qualify. If you are Mark Bergevin, you now have a first and a third, and some significant holes at center because, you know, you had Deneau and Kokaniemi last year, and Staal, I guess, and now those three guys aren't there now. What would be your play? What's the move for you?
Well, it's a good question because, you know, you look at the depth chart right now and you see you go from Nick Suzuki, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, Philippe Deneau, and Eric Staal and or Jake Evans to Nick Suzuki, Ryan Poehling, Jake Evans, and like maybe Cedric Paquette. That's a downgrade to me. So that's a huge hole, and I agree. They need to go out and try and fill that. The question is, though, like, I don't know necessarily where the answer is. I think the best way of approaching it would be sort of a one-year stopgap. Maybe, like, Tyler Bozak is still out there. Like, we've heard nothing about Bozak, and it's kind of weird. I thought he'd be a guy that would be able to command some sort of deal, not a crazy deal, but I figured he could have gotten, like, 2 years and, you know, maybe $3 million a year somewhere at his age for what he's still able to do. I think he's still a guy that can play on your third line at least and, you know, help you on the power play a little bit, maybe kill some penalties. He's a good faceoff guy. If he'd be interested in playing in Montreal, I'd look into that. People have said Jack Eichel, but, you know, I'm leery to go down that road because I feel like you could end up acquiring another issue when you're trying to rid yourself of issues. It's no disrespect to Jack, but I've just got to get some clarity on what his medical situation is first before I'm willing to go out and acquire him, pay the premium that Buffalo wants, and assume the cap hit and the term. So much risk there. And I wouldn't be comfortable doing that if I'm Mark Bergevin. And somebody brought up Sean Monahan. I don't think he's available right now. I think Calgary's going to try and take a kick at it with Daryl Sutter right from camp and see if this iteration of the group can win anything. So I don't think he's available right now. Other than that, okay, maybe you go out and try and get Christian Dvorak from Arizona. He's okay. I don't know. I don't think he'd be better than what they have, but I don't know. Is he a difference maker? You get him, are you suddenly in good shape again? You know, I don't think, frankly, they were in good shape after they lost Deneau, even when they had Kotkaniemi. So I don't really see an answer out there. Strutty is the best way I can put it right now.
Dave McCarthy joins us on Sirius XM. And, well, the Jack Eichel thing, like now he got changed agents, and now it sounds like he's going to get the surgery done, which just seems ridiculous to me. Nobody had a longer offseason than Buffalo. They were out right away. So, like, it's obviously there's miscommunication here on a lot of fronts. And I agree with you, Dave. I think for any team that, you know, they're going to wait for their medical people to see how he responds to this surgery. Because I know there's some who think maybe it's not necessary. Others are like, yeah, it's totally fine. So, you know, you're going to get different opinions on it. So we'll see. The fact that, you know, if he's having the surgery now, which means he wouldn't be available till December, you know, I don't... I don't know what he does. I guess he just, you know, they wait. And then when he returns, like, does he return to Buffalo or are teams, he's going to have to pass a physical. Teams are going to have to add their doctors to it. So this is probably one that I don't think we see a trade until December or January at the earliest for Jack Eichel.
No, why would you right now? I always make sure if I'm a general manager, my school of thought would be if I'm making a trade, I'm obviously trying to fill a hole and address an area of need on my team. So in making that trade, don't go out and potentially just replace one area of concern or need with another area of trouble or concern. And in this case, that's just what I see right now. It is ludicrous to me that they've procrastinated to this extent. When was he done? In February was the last time he played? Okay, so, you know, you're Buffalo. You realize you're out of it. He's not coming back this year. You're not making the playoffs. Try to come to an agreement. They should have come to an agreement by, like, the end of March and then gotten it done so that this wouldn't drag out into the summer. And that's the other thing. Like, if you're a contending team, I know you're not just acquiring Jack Eichel for this year, but with the haul that you'll have to give up, or at least that Buffalo is still asking for to get him, it would hurt you in the short term this year to remove an NHL-quality young player from your lineup. And, you know, maybe a prospect that could come in training camp and maybe win a job. Like, those are potentially certainly one, maybe two players that could help you this year. Well, now you don't have that. And then you don't have Jack Eichel for the first two and a half months of the year. If you don't get out to a good start, by the time he's in the lineup, it can be too much ground to make up. So what if you're a team that's looking to make a push this year? Yeah, you're getting him for years down the road, but what about this year? So you're reluctant to make that move. That's why I just think the suitors are very limited. I suppose New York could, but I think they're intending to make the playoffs this year, at least go on a run. I think they've got the capital that could probably fill Buffalo's request, but from a standpoint of patience, I don't think it's the right move for the Rangers either, because I think you've got to see what a lot of these young players are capable at the NHL level before you cash your chips on them. And maybe by the end of the year you realize, well, okay, we were in the mix, we were playing some meaningful games down the stretch, maybe we just missed, but man, we really like what we saw out of Lafreniere and Kapel and Vitali Kravtsov, and you know, maybe we don't have a hole like we thought we did. Maybe we don't need to go down that Jack Eichel road. So, I don't know. I just think that's why it's going to be really difficult to make a move with Jack Eichel before you see what he's going to be able to do once he gets back from injury.
Tom Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM. He's the NHL host there. You know, McCarthy, just to continue down this road, and I put that idea out there, and, you know, other people, I'm not the only one, but, you know, Arizona Coyotes. Why not call them? You know, just say, hey, you know, is it Dvorak? Is it one of their other young centers? You know the contract, you know the term, you know the number, and replace it like that, because you know it's obvious what they're trying to do. You know, that's just burn it down the ground and get as many assets as you can for a young team.
No, that makes complete sense. It's just like I said a moment ago. Okay, so you put Christian Dvorak in the Habs lineup. Okay, they're better than what they are today, but. You know, is Nick Suzuki, Christian Dvorak, Jake Evans, and Cedric Paquette that good enough? I don't know. Well, I think that's just okay, to be honest with you, Strutty. When you look at some of the other middles of the ice that you'll have to contend with in the Atlantic Division.
But I guess the thing, my point would be, yeah, you're not getting Dano back, right? Like, Dano wasn't coming back. So Kotkaniemi couldn't play second-line center this year anyways. So Dvorak, can he play second-line center for you? Maybe. And I think there's going to be improvement with Suzuki. Then you got to figure out that third and fourth line. So, you know, and Dvorak, I think, makes, is he $4.5 million?
$4.5 million, I think, yeah.
So you get a little bit of savings there, right? Plus, you know what you've got. So, I mean, whether it's Dvorak or someone else, I mean, I don't know who else can make the trade. And you mentioned Monahan, but there's got to, you know, he's in a tough spot. You can't stay where you're at and not have anyone if you let him go. But if you take him on, that might be the wrong move as well. So I think you got to figure out what it costs to get a replacement in there as soon as possible.
Like, what would you be willing to give up for Christian Dvorak? I mean, they probably just want picks, and I don't know. Like, I'm not familiar enough with Montreal's prospect cupboard to really weigh in on whether or not there's a guy that is somebody that would be attractive. But, you know, you're certainly not giving up a roster player, I wouldn't think, for Christian Dvorak. To me, that's why I think a stopgap measure is probably the best option. If you can get a guy like Tyler Bozak on a two-year deal, you're just giving up nothing but dollars and cents. At least you don't have to deplete your cupboard. And he's a guy that you have a pretty good idea of what you're going to get from him over the next couple of years at least.
Yeah, I'm curious about Dvorak. He's a good player. I don't know how good he is. People are talking like he's a savior. I'm not necessarily certain of that.
No.
Last one for you, Dave. Do you think Montreal matches, or do they take the first and the third?
Oh, I say hit the road. I mean, it's not personal, but you can't match. He's not nearly a $6 million player. Look, they mismanaged Kotkaniemi from the get-go.
Yes.
One in drafting him, quite frankly, because they reached. There were many more players who were more highly rated on the draft board at number three that year than Kotkaniemi. But because they desperately needed a center in Montreal, they drafted for position instead of skill. So now what happens is, especially a city like Montreal, with number three overall pick, well, now the city holds his draft position against him if he doesn't light the league on fire right away. So that's unfortunate for him. That's not his fault. But then, okay, so you reach. That puts even more emphasis on making sure that you now develop properly. So what do? They turn around, they jam him in the NHL at 18. Well, that didn't help him either. He was okay in year one, but he didn't dominate, and he's never been a dominant player at the NHL ever since. So I think they've mismanaged him from the get-go. This will be an opportunity, I think, for Mark Bergevin now to finally stop the mismanagement. And to continue would be to pay him $6 million when he's not nearly $6 million player. I take the picks. I say move along, go to Carolina. You got your money. Good for you. But in a roundabout way, I look at it this way. If Carolina, and I think it was like 85% trying to screw Montreal, 15% they want the player. They're trying to screw Montreal back for offer sheeting Sebastian Aho, but it's a totally different situation because the Aho offer sheet was perfectly reasonable. This is absurd. So they're trying to screw Montreal. It is, right? They're trying to screw Montreal. I think Montreal could, in fact, in turn, screw Carolina by letting them have him because I don't think he's nearly a $6 million player. And then if you match in Montreal, well, then what do you think Nick Suzuki's going to ask for a year from now? I think he's a better player than Kotkaniemi. Okay, I don't care how the business got done. If you're Nick Suzuki, you're paying him six. I'm a way better player than that guy. You got to pay me $8.5 million, even though he may not be an $8.5 million player. You might want to pay him six, but man, if he's getting that, I got to get this. You gotta rid yourself of the mismanagement. I let him walk if I'm Mark Bergevin.
Dave, good stuff, man. We will talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thanks, boys.